Welcome to worship this morning. It's great to have you with us today. Today, Father Steve is on holidays, and we'd like to welcome Reverend Anne Shepherdson, who will preach this morning and preside over our worship service. So welcome, Anne.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and it's a joy to be here with you. We're a small crew, but you know. Is that it? Too close to that. Sorry. I'll keep away from it in future. We're a small crew this morning, but where two or three are gathered, there is the Lord in our midst. So let us begin with prayer. Today in our gospel reading from John, we'll hear of God's glory and grace given to us in his Son, the incarnate Word through whom all things were created. And so we pray, we give you all thanks and praise, O God, for you have generously poured your glorious grace upon us. In the beginning, you brought all things into being through the Word who was with you and destined us for adoption as your children, making known the mysteries of your will through the law and the prophets. By your Holy Spirit, lead us from darkness to your glorious light and assure us of your welcoming and guiding presence. And so we give you thanks and praise, our Lord, as we sing our praises to you in our first carol, which is Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Thank you.
wonderful to hear the words in those carols that actually echo our gospel reading this morning. The Lord be with you. With all God's people who have seen the glory of the newborn King, we are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also.
And I believe I've missed Janet out. But I think we can have her now, can't we?
Yeah.
Please sit.
Well, for our kids' talk this morning, I've got a little prop, a beautiful Christmas star.
A Christmas star that was sitting, it's been sitting here on the organ all through the Christmas celebrations. And we've got another one over there on top of the Christmas tree. I wonder if you've got a Christmas star on your Christmas tree at home or a Christmas angel. I've got an angel on mine. But today I wanted to talk about this star. Not this particular star, but what the star reminds us of at Christmas time. So the star was the star that the wise men saw in the east, and that signified the birth of someone great, the birth of a king. That's a pretty amazing thing. So they followed it. They didn't really know where they were going, but they followed that bright light shining there, and it took them to the babe in Bethlehem. After a bit of a circuitous route that you can read about in Matthew. But that was a pretty amazing thing. And we celebrate that arrival of those wise men at the Feast of the Epiphany, which happens later on this week. That's a time when we remember that God made his word and his glory known to all the people of the whole world. And that includes us, all of us. Without that, it might have taken a lot longer for us to hear about Jesus. So, at Christmas time, I guess you got some presents, yeah? Anyone not get any presents? I think everyone would have got some presents at Christmas time. But the most amazing presence that came at Christmas was the presence of God. That was with a C, in case you couldn't see the speech bubble coming out of my mouth. So, the presence of God, God with us at Christmas, is not just at Christmas, though, because that star reminds us that God came to be present for all people everywhere at all times. The star also issues us with a challenge. Ooh, your challenge for the coming year, should you choose to accept it, is to be that shining star in your community, amongst the people where you are, to draw everyone that you meet closer to God, closer to Christ who came to be God with us. So you too can shine your light in your community where you are to be the guiding light, the guiding light to guide people to the light of the world. So let us pray. Loving God, we thank you that you cared enough for us to come as a baby at Christmas time. Thank you that we can remember that great love and the sacrifice that you made for us. Lord, help us as we go into this new year to shine our lights brightly for you, that wherever we go, people may see us and see our light and follow to find you. In your name we pray, amen.
Thank you, Janet. I'm pleased I didn't miss that one out completely. It was worth listening to, wasn't it? But please stand. I'll skip the rest of it, but the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
And we have Gary reading the scriptures for us this morning. It's the gospel reading, so we'll remain standing.
The gospel is from John chapter 1, verses 1 through to 18, page 1049 of the Pew Bibles, if anyone would like to read on. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light, but he came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ."
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, our Lord and Redeemer. Amen. Please sit. I love that reading from the Gospel of John. When I was a little bit younger than I am now, well, actually quite a bit younger, and was confirmed, part of the process included learning that prologue of John off by heart. Now, I can't honestly say I can still do it perfectly, but I don't do a bad job of getting through it. So it's a beautiful reading. And it's interesting that it actually points to the glory of God in Jesus Christ, which sets the scene for the rest of that gospel, because that gospel reveals the glory of Jesus in the things that he did and said. Christmas has been and gone this year, but we're still in the Christmas season here, so we're still singing carols that tell of our Lord Jesus' birth. And it's great to hold on to the joy of Christmas and to remember the wonder of the all-powerful God who would be willing to take on the complete vulnerability of a helpless babe and place himself in the hands of imperfect humans to raise. We hear that story, and we're used to hearing it from Luke's and Matthew's gospel. And sometimes to hear John's version this morning can seem a little bit dull. You know, Luke tells us about the young mother and the angels and the shepherds and the manger. Matthew takes us with the wise men to see the babe in the stable. But the writer of John simply says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth." Yet what John records in that gospel is probably the most important part of the Christmas message. For it's John who talks about that Word that walked around this world, the Word that became flesh. And John was writing for Greeks, and they had this idea of a pre-existent word that was the linchpin for all of them. That word was the creative power of the gods and the wisdom that was generated there. So when John wrote, "In the beginning was the word," the Greeks said, "Ah, right, we know what you're talking about now." Initially, John seems to begin his story of the coming of Jesus by presenting a dry concept about a word, the creative power of God that was there before all times. So the word was with God and the word was God. But John wasn't talking about a dry concept. His words, "the word became flesh and dwelt among us," was a real event that he described, an event that changed the world and the lives of all who have lived since. It wasn't an idea that changed the world, but the incarnation, the coming of God birthed in human form. The power of God in a person. The word made flesh. The dynamic power of creation. All the fullness of God walked around on this earth in human form. It's pretty awesome, isn't it? In Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, at a specific time and in a specific place, there was a birth. We surround that birth with a beautiful story, and it's full of mystery and sentiment. But the power is not in the sentiment. It's great to feel wonderful about it and to feel that joy, but that's not where the power is. It's in the person of the event, that word that became flesh and dwelt among us. And the world cannot be the same. I was going to say that if that word moves in your life, you'll never be the same, but it's better to say, I think, more true to say, that when we become aware that that word is moving in your life, we can't be the same. Because he's always moving in our lives. It's just we're often not aware of it. So much religion these days seems powerless to change anybody or anything because it's been reduced to a discussion of an idea or trust in a book. But we can't worship a book and we can't have faith in a doctrine. They're tools that point us to the one of whom they speak. What we need to be regenerated, saved from hopelessness and despair, from resentment and conflict, from jealousy and power struggles, is a word that has become flesh for us, a promise which takes a physical form, an embodied event. This manger child, this word that walked around, is the world's most decisive baby. It can regenerate your life for you and you can be born again. You can find the strength to face crippling fear and anxiety and despair and overcome it. You don't need to be subject to the powers which have torn your life apart. You can be strengthened, made whole, saved, redeemed, because God has come to live with us in human form. That's the good news, the great news of joy that the angels sang about on the hills as they kept watch over their flocks by night. And I will take a diversion and just mention that when I was in Jerusalem, we went to the hills of Bethlehem and we went down into a cave that the shepherds slept in and we sang "Silent Night" in the dark. And that was a goosebump moment. So there are caves there still where those shepherds were and where they kept watch of their sheep. This manger child can not only change your life, he can change our world. There's hope for peace, not because we're armed to the teeth and therefore consider ourselves strong, but in spite of our arms and our power. When he dwells within us, We treat each other with respect. Swords are turned into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. There's justice and dignity for every person. The kingdom of our Lord, who became a helpless babe, can take shape right in the midst of the kingdoms of this world, which rattle their sabres, perpetuate injustices, and demean their own citizens. It can take place within that and despite of that. That's what the angels were talking and singing about, and that's still the power of the gospel. Our world will change when the miracle of Bethlehem, the Word made flesh, dwells within our marketplaces, our homes, and our systems around which we organise our lives. Last week on Christmas Day, we humbly bowed before the manger. We honoured the one heaven and earth adore. With shepherds, we heard the angels singing. And we stood in awe before the miracle of the birth of a holy child. And because of that, our world can move one step closer to salvation, wholeness, and peace. God has come among us in the only form that can show us the way to live and so rescue us, in a person, a child, a saviour who is Christ the Lord. And from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angel, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen. Let us stand and together affirm our faith as we share this statement of faith. Together we believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived and died and rose among and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit who calls, equips and sends out God's people and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith, the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So let us pray our prayers for today.
Heavenly Father, Happy New Year. Thank you for bringing 2021 to a close and keeping us safe. You said in Isaiah 43:19, I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. We praise you, Lord, for making things new. We pray for 2022 that we will be filled with your Holy Spirit and know your purpose. We give this year to you and ask that you will help us to keep you in the forefront of our minds as we make decisions and plans that lead us along your pathway. May we always seek your advice in everything that we do. Thank you, Jesus. You make all things new. Thank you that your word is faithful and true, and we don't have to doubt your promises. Bring newness to our lives this year. Take our regrets and turn them into new beginnings. Thank you that we can continue to celebrate your birth, our Lord and Saviour, who was and is to come. We thank you, Jesus, as you are the reason for this season and the reason why we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Precious Lord, as we start 2022, we ask for your healing hands upon this world. The coronavirus has changed and is now spreading this new strain in such a way that we are seeing so many more outbreaks and uncertainty. Lord God, we pray for healing and strength for those who are dealing with it every day in our hospitals. For our nurses and our doctors, keep them safe whilst they care for those who are suffering. Lord, we focus so much on COVID-19. However, there are so many other diseases and illnesses that have been affecting our lives. So, Lord, we ask for peace and healing. May your Holy Spirit come upon those who are suffering any sort of illness or injury and heal them, heart, mind, soul, and spirit. Let us take a few moments to think of those in our minds who need our prayers and your healing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, we pray for our leaders around the world and ask that they will seek your guidance for this new year. May 2022 see our leaders learn your purpose and find a way to work together in harmony and peace. We rely on our leaders to make the right decisions to support your people and protect your land. And we pray that your hand will be upon all decision makers. Our world is facing so many issues, from drought, cyclones, floods, hunger, homelessness, hatefulness, jealousy, and most importantly, sin that causes us to be distant from you, Jesus. You have forgiven us our sin, and yet we continue to use it as an excuse to extend that distance. Lord, I ask that you help us to close the gap in 2022 and know that you are our friend and Savior who is always there for us. Heal our land and our hearts, we ask. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, with this new year, we pray for Father Steve as he leads our HGK church family, teaching us about your way and your promises. Give him your direction for 2022 and ensure that there are the right people around HGK to encourage and support him and this wonderful community. We thank you for Glenda, who is there as a constant support for Father Steve and HGK. We thank you for all those in HGK, from our retired ministers, our leaders, parish councillors, small group leaders, wonderful team members who keep our HGK family focused on you and serving each other with love. We thank you for the outreach that we provide through our welfare community, food bank, Kids Connect, art markets, hiring of our hall, and other outreach which our HGK members make in their everyday lives. May the many who benefit from this outreach be blessed and come to know you, Jesus, in this new year. And may those who provide the outreach feel your awesomeness and amazing blessings as well. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, set our hearts on fire to go into the world in your name this new year. Grant us wisdom and the confidence to speak your word. In 2022, give us the strength and the will to continue through all circumstances. Help us take the good news to all who will listen so that they may know you, Jesus, as their Lord and Master. May we glorify your name in all we say and do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, Father, may we all know who you are and all that you have given, as we pray the prayer that your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our friend, taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let's join together in the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. And we join in singing the We Three Kings of Orient Are, before our online people leave us. So please stand as we join in singing We Three Kings of Orient Are.